What number is this, Chip?
7A.
Okay, don't mean it. Don't get excited, man. It's because I'm short, I know.
Oh, I could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. It rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it sings.
It's not warm when she's away.
sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gonna stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, and I know, I know. Darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's out, just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
stolen by Tommy Lynn and Chandel is one of the biggest hits from 1960s and reached number one on US Billboard 100 in 1969. Crimson and Gold was completely written and recorded by a duo of Tommy James and Peter Lisa Jr., this is Chandel's drummer. Who's your crazy song to deliver back in Boston for James when he called the other instruments and sang the lead vocals? The reason James took this graphic step away from the band sprang from the rift that had formed between them. Yet at the end of it, incredibly asked James to get a more polished record. They felt that James could not have truly popular secret song. The song is famous for a unique, lovely vocal effect near the end of the song. To produce this effect, Tommy James left his microphone into a power amplifier and put the cymbals to the song, and repeatedly sang the line, "Crimson and Gold," over and over. Then he listened to the start, he was saying, "Christmas is over," instead of "Crimson and Gold." The song was kind of wandering the Christmas season, but so rough to be under 18 that that break dropped completely out of the charts, setting the record for the fastest dropping song in pop history. it's only a uniform memory of a voice. Mine's hand, who raised it, but the voice that you saw revealed would be John's grave. There was a voice of voluntary and evil. They would often argue about his going to pay the visit. Because they used to say to her, what do you do, Amy? Thus the curious phrase until they feel forever, nothing to be hung about. The exotic voice at the end sounds like primary Paul, which fueled rumors that Paul Hartney would get. But the voice is actually Lennon saying primary songs. This is one of the first songs that used a mellotron, which was a newer synthesizer. It's one of the first. Trevor Deals is one of the first pop songs that faded silence in this game back. The big game is called DJ Nuts. Just after Lennon sings, let me pick you down, because I'm going to. There is a series of beats, which in Morse code forms one of its J&L. This is a curious inclusion because the song is not on Morse code or amateur radio references. However, early Democrats in the universe with an overpaying, no one is on their way for having an idiot too high or too low. That is, you can't, you know, tune in, but that's all right. I mean, it's not too bad. But the Battalion House of Starboard Field, offered in Liverpool, was torn down in 1977. It was replaced by a house named Lennon Hall. In 2005, the Salvation Army closed the Salisbury Field Children's Home in Liverpool, with only three children in residence at the time.
Forever. Strawberry fields forever.
songs written by Dan Martin and included on his 1970 album, Skin Dance and the Street Choir. Domino's is also included as a large performance on Morrison's 1974 album, UQH Stand Now. Domino is a beautiful tribute to Cat's Domino.
You are listening to WRFR 93.3 Rockland, 99.3 Camden.
The Kansas is created on the Buffalo Winnipeg Band and the Land Construction Column, Chad Allen and the Reflexes. Ladies and gentlemen, Chad Allen and the Expressions. After some minor hits and some spectacular flaws, the very top of the cards to go from the street around the game. They released several of the band's singles before they were lined up. I certainly hope that listening to its lines with some well-known performance will work in their session's players. No one really bought into the group. However, when the singles were revealed to be their reflections, DJs announcing them still would identify them as the Guess Who, forcing the band to change the name to the Guess Who. Later, this dropped the question. Bert Thomas joined the band as keyboarders in 1965. This honor only lasted a few months before she had their album out. Randy Lightman joined soon after, but left in early 70s due to lifestyle changes in the band. Thomas went on to form the band Green Belt, which led to the Super Bowl, on the Red Overdrive. The Guess Who Bowl of 1975. The listener tonight, New Harmon Instant, was released on their album in 1970 by Kimono, and was released as a B-side single. The single was officially released as Grand Woman, No City at Tonight, and beat the number one on Billboard's chart. The origin of the song was all spelled on an altercation between Randy Lockman and a muscle-like man. Martin believed when a woman began yelling at the man, he would get No Sugar Tonight. Martin then wrote a short song, No Sugar Tonight. When he presented it to Bert Cummings and the liquor company, he was told the song was too strong. Martin and Cummings extended the song by adding it to a song that Cummings was only written called Love Hates.
Find the corner. Well,
If you have a favorite song from the 60s or 70s that you would like to have played, please feel free to write. My email is phantomtracks@gmail.com. Also, I'm always hungry for songs and band info, so if you have some really neat facts about a band or about their songs, feel free to send it along. Thanks for listening.
Drop your silver in my cell.